2WI, I'm a pickup net control for the Black River Valley service net. This is KC2WI, zooming net control for the Black River Valley service net. This net's held every evening, 9 o'clock, on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. Club website is boonvillearc.com. And you can find out information about the club on the website, including the net format and preamble, if you care to take the net control position. If no one picks up the net within a few minutes, you're encouraged to do that. This is KC2WI. This is an informal net. Any and all operators are welcome to check in. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break it in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Over. This is KC2WI. Nothing heard. Is there any battery power, portable, or mobile stations? Over. This is KC2WI. Are there any echo link stations? Over.
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, go ahead.
Guys, WB2RUQ, handle here is John, located in Hudson Valley, just outside of New Paltz, across the river from Poughkeepsie, which is an old Dutch term for nothing to do. Weather today has been sunny, cloudy, sunny, cloudy, currently 35 degrees. And that's about it. Just checking in, listening, and hope things are going well. So back to you, WB2RUQ.
Okay, John. I'm surprised, actually. It's down to 28 here. Today it was 38 degrees all day. I mean, it was, you know, and all day yesterday and all night. I mean, you know, sort of. It really never changed much in the last day. I don't really know what the low was, but it was 32 or something. It's been very, very even temperature for the past couple days. Overcast, dull kind of, you know, typical December day. I don't know. It hasn't felt as sort of depressing as sometimes. I'm not sure why. Maybe because it's a little warmer than normal, and you know, it has been really nasty, snowy kind of, you know, roads are all clear and all that good stuff. But definitely not warm at night. I never saw any glimpse of sun anytime I looked out a window here, and I walked over the post office about 4, I think. Quarter after 4. It was all right, but, you know, it was not very warm. Thanks for checking in, John, and is there any other echo link stations?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in from Oneonta, New York, and Pete, I believe I'm the last one in this queue.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Pete, and to John and everyone else that's assembled to be in here pretty quick behind us. Kevin James here, KD2FPM out here in the Oneonta, New York area, Central Southern Tier. Just got in from a friend of mine stopping over, helping me out. We got my disc cone antenna finally mounted out back. Did a 100-foot run to it, and I... hit the Boonville repeater straight out, so I still have to use Echolink for that, but it's great to be able to, you know, expand my coverage with a little 5-watt radio, and I can't wait to see what I can do when I get an actual base unit in place. I tell you what, 30 degrees, clear skies here. With that, I'll say 7-3, and I'll hand it back to net control. This is KD2FPM.
Yep, okay, well, you're a little hair warmer than here, but just thinking about... call signs, you know, abbreviations. I don't know if you have any clever phonetics for yours, but SPM. That sounds familiar to me. What does that stand for? Well, 6-point multiplication. I guess if you're not a techie computer guy, programmer, you'd never think of that one. But in any case, I come up with, you know, I hear things that are real acronyms that, you know, I used to have at work or whatever, and probably most people would never, you know, you'd never think of it in a million years unless you happen to use that stuff. I can't think of any off the top of my head now, but I've heard a lot of call signs that, boy, they just jump right out at me because it's an abbreviation for something. Anyway. Okay, very good, Kevin James, and have fun with the antenna. I think the most fun I ever had with the coolest thing, I guess, is back around 1985 or something. There was an article, and I think it might have even been in an older 73 magazine about a folding. I don't know if they called it folding, 2-meter quad, 2-element quad. And my father and I re-engineered the mechanics of it, and we just made it out of strips of pine, and I never did make a final version, but it was basically, you know, 2-wire elements. Made one of those. I took it down, I think, I remember going to, like, the, you know, Onondaga Lake Park and just sitting there on a picnic table with this thing. And I made a little stand for it. You could sit on the table, and, you know, it was maybe 3 feet of, we'll call it mast, I don't know, just a couple of sections of wood. And a little, probably I had my Kenwood TR-2500, I think, or 2600, I can't remember what it was, you know, just a HT. And by golly, it was amazing what you could hit with that. You know, I don't think that was 5 watts, I think it was more like 3 or so. And that gain antenna, so it's always kind of cool. All right, well, have fun with it in any case, and this is KC2WI, this is the Lewis County Roundtable. We're looking for additional check-ins, over.
N2PFM.
WA2U. N2PFM and WA2U, good evening, George. You're first. Maybe you're a little bit colder up there. I'm 28 here, but who knows? Sometimes it goes the other way.
Well, I'm exactly the same as you at 28. Had a high of 38, and up until this morning we had a low of 33, but of course that's been superseded now this evening. Well, it's down to 28 now. And the stars are all shining brightly. I wish some sun would have been out today. Otherwise, tomorrow I'm going to have to, I'm down to yellow on the batteries now on the solar, and I'm going to have to pull up solar and put everything on the normal power tomorrow if we don't get some sun. Just about an hour of sun will charge the batteries right up. A good solid hour of sun. They're charged right up to the point where they're overflowing. So that was about it. Back and forth to town today. Everything was in order. I see nobody's here. I can ask yet about if I can ride even with you to Boondocks and someone else that could take me on home Friday from Boondocks. But there's nobody else in the area on there tonight so far. Okay, nothing much else. So say. God bless in 73, then too, PFM clear.
Yeah, it's been, you know, I haven't heard, what I try to remember to do when I'm here is I leave one radio on Boonville and one radio on Lowellville. Well, I could put, you know, I can make them scan, but usually if I just try to remember to leave one on each, it's just as well, because that way the scanning sometimes gets annoying. It'll keep stopping and, you know, on some noise or something. And I hardly ever hear anybody, and the next here have been pretty quiet, both of them. Tonight I checked in with, I can't remember, was there one echolink check-in tonight on the Lowellville net, but boy, I don't know what's going on here. You'd think people this time of the year certainly aren't out and whatever, but, well, I don't know. Anyway, about the same, 28 here, 38 for a high, pretty constant temperature all day, no sun here, and I just was outside getting a little wood, and I didn't really concentrate on looking up, but I didn't notice any stars here, so maybe there's still the clouds in the valley or something, but this is the way it's going to go. You might get a little tomorrow. I looked on the Weather Underground, chart, it looks like you may get enough to charge them up tomorrow. I really wish I had, I could never run off of solar here because I do too much stuff, but I still wish I had the ability to do solar, partial solar, and, you know, and for the technical experimentation part of it, and all that, but I can't do it. If the trees on the south side were on my property, I might consider cutting them down, but they're not, so I can't. Anyway, over to WA2U, go ahead.
Well, good evening, WA2U. Good evening to you, Pete, and George, and Kevin James, and John, and maybe some other people will be joining in. So, had a good day today, making our plans for the trip to Utica tomorrow and other areas. The bank, grocery store, you know, the usual thing. It's like, reminds me of the Beverly Hillbillies. We're going to town tomorrow. So, let's see, planning that. Chatted with our contractor today, so our windows are ordered, so we're seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. New windows, door downstairs, flooring, number of things, so we'll have that all taken care of and button things up as soon as stuff gets in. And all is well here. Didn't really go out and do anything today outside, except been out to the mailbox. Pete, down memory lane, I remember about the time they became with the synthesized radios, the Yaesu 207R. The battery consumer. That'd be a good one to load test. I mentioned, I think, last night. And I think about the same time now, and you mentioned Kenwood. I think Temple had a radio out. I think Wilson, a number of people did. But I think you're thinking of the Kenwood Infamous, the Kenwood 2400. Now, maybe at a 25. I don't remember that at a 26. But I think their first endeavor was the Kenwood 2400. And how many of us used to make the infamous J-poles with 300 ohm ribbon line or whatever, TV feed line? That was a lot of fun. But I remember I used to have fun just taking SO239 connectors and a 19.5-inch whip and putting up some ground radials on it. Actually, one of those I put it outside, and I used a Iry Liquid bottle cap as a stabilizer for the center pin. Yeah, well, you know, quarter wave, nice angle radio. It worked well before I got into some more of the Exotica type antennas, where the disc cones and all the other antennas that were out there. People running around in the Syracuse area with the discontinuity ring radiators on top of the car for two. A lot of parties coming up. A lot of people, various groups getting together and things of that nature. Certainly some special event stations probably will be on the air. Of course, for some of us, it looks like I'm going to miss out on it this year unless I do something creative. I suppose I could. Dust off our straight key, that's the December 31st for those that I've participated in that a number of times. A friend of mine used to say AA2S, Bill Michelson. He said, all you need is two pieces of wire. It'll work fine. I think that's pushing a little bit. So I, too, do not miss the snow. I'm taking advantage of it, getting a lot of stuff done outside, and it's cool out there. And you know what? I love cutting wood and doing stuff this time of the year. In fact, I'm thinking of going and buying a stack of private property, no trespassing signs. And cutting them up into the appropriate size and on a chop saw and going out in the woods. There's no poison ivy, no bugs, no bees, easy to get to the trees, no snow at this point. So it's a good opportunity to do that. So I may do that, and it's very easy to do nowadays with a screw gun instead of whacking away with it at a hammer, with a hammer. So anyway, Pete, we'll turn it back over to you and say good evening to all. Maybe some people will be joining us. WATU back to that.
Okay, John. Yeah, this is not a bad time for firewood cutting and that kind of stuff. It's maybe a little cold, but it's not too bad. It's, 40 degrees kind of weather, 40, maybe 50. Warm enough, you probably don't really need to have gloves, although when you're handling firewood, it's probably nice to have them. It makes it much easier to throw stuff around without getting splinters, dirt, and all that. Walking in the woods is good, because you can see everything. There's no leaves on the trees, and actually a good time is if it's a little below, it's been a little below freezing, because then you can, then the mud, the, stuff, you got to, it's a little bit hard, so you can walk across it without getting muddy, so that's a nice thing. I like the middle of the summer too, but it is nice not having the leaves, and then if it is sunny out, you get some sun as opposed to the summer. So, yeah. I had the first HT that I owned. It was a Kenwood TR2400, which was the first microprocessor-controlled amateur radio handheld. And I had that, I bought it, I can remember buying it I got it actually before I actually got my technician license in the mail. I'm sure I got it before I got the tech, used from a guy. Yeah, I was in Buffalo, I was in Cheektowaga, and I went somewhere, and it wasn't cheap. I got the radio, and I got the speaker mic. I don't know if I got any other accessories. That's the one that had the battery pack in the compartment. It wasn't the snap-on pack, and it had a charge jack in the side that was only a charge jack, was not supposed to be used to run the radio. And I made a car adapter for that, which basically had a resistor in it. So I could just leave it plugged in and run the radio. And basically, if the radio, when you heat it up, it was basically current limited, so you didn't have a problem. And one time I hooked up, and it was a coaxial power jack, but it was backwards to everything else. The center conductor was negative and the outside was positive, so that's not really good for running in the car, because you drop that connector on anything metal and you've just shorted it out. But I think maybe I didn't realize it was that way, or I had some other thing that I plugged into it backwards. All of a little bit of smoke came out of the radio, And what I found out was there was a little coil, a little arc choke, that was in series with that thing, and it just melted it. It just opened a wire, and the wire was like hair thin. I don't know what gauge it was, so any amount of current would fry it. And I just soldered it back in or something, and that was fine. But yeah, I know that radio. I sold that. I don't know when I went to, maybe it was when I first got into Syracuse or a year after, and I got, I think it was a 2500. I don't think it was a 2600. I got it from Harry. I can't remember. I think it was Harry. It's another guy that worked at GE. He was a manager, in radar, not test. Probably maybe one of the other test experts. If I dig long enough, I'll come up with his name. Come up with his call, but I think his first name was Harry. I had that for a few years, and then I got a ICOM 24AT. I got that from GERD. He had gone to...
Hang on.
And I had that for many, many years. That one actually got stolen. It really ticked me off when I was teaching. It got stolen. And it's unfortunate because it was a good working radio. So I know what you're talking about. The Yaesus, I never had any Yaesu handhelds until I got this VX5R. And the infamous TV Twinly J-Poles, I made a few of those way back in, when I first got licensed. I didn't really have a good SWR meter to check them. I used the CB meter, which actually didn't work too bad. I scrounged some short pieces of RG58 with a BNC connectors on them. And I'll bet I have a half dozen of those around here if I look long enough. I know I have one with a PL259 that I got somewhere. I don't think I made it. I think I made three or four of them when I made them. And they work pretty good if you only put a few watts into them. So, and of course I got the infamous copper, I'm talking on a copper pipe J-pole right now. So, it kind of was the good old days, I think. You didn't have cell phones, you didn't have internet. It really was stuff you couldn't do any other way. There was still a lot more building going on and all kinds of good stuff. So, reminiscing about stuff like that. Over.
I bet WATU, I'll bet it was Harry. K2HWP, hot water pipe. And I could be wrong, but those were the days when we could remember everyone calling. You're talking about GERD, yep, and he was always an ICOM person. There was some other thought you had triggered there, too, but I hope your 2400 did not have, there was one fellow in Syracuse, he was so proud when he got his Kenwood. And he'd get on the radio, and there used to be a guy, Norm, W2IRL. And every time this guy would get on, before he would even identify, he goes, "Oh, it's got that's Rich. He's got the Kenwood IDs. He's got the Kenwood Rumble." And all he had to do was take the radio apart and tighten down screws. But Norm would always razz him about the Kenwood Rumble. But I'll bet you it was Harry. K2HWP. Could have been a different person, but chances are, might have been. WATU.
That doesn't sound like the right call sign. I don't remember. And, I remember Norm. I remember that call sign. And the other guy, I never really worked with him, but I was kind of pretty good friends with him, was Bob Jackson. fact, I sold him a radio. I bought an ICOM dual band mobile, and I just couldn't figure out how to fit it in my Volkswagen. And I bought I sold it to him. He had the single band version of it, and he said, "If you want to sell that, I'll give you what you paid for it." And I paid another $50, and I got this little Yaesu 5200 with a detachable head. I can't remember Bob's call either. He was, you know, kind of friends with Jim Edmonds, and you know, we all worked at GE. Well, anyway, the good old days, you know, they really were, I think, for ham radio. I see now, I came across a thing yesterday, or this morning, or something on eHam. ICOM has got a new radio coming out, the 7300, and it is a complete software-defined radio, just like, you know, the flexes and all that. There's you know, the block diagram shows the front end, you know, on the receiver, analog to digital converter, then there's a box that says FPGA, floating point gate array. In other words, the whole thing is digital. That's it. There's no mixers and you know, there might be a down conversion, but it doesn't show it. It's basically software-defined 100%, and rumor has it the price is only around $1,300. So, you know, big change is coming, I think, if that thing really works as well as some people think it will. Anyway, that might, you know, something like that might be my next new radio. I don't really need one at all, but, you know, I just was thinking today, well, maybe I ought to get rid of the 746 Pro while there's some value in it. If everybody starts going to those and they really work well, supposedly they do. They eliminate all kinds of noise, you know, internal noise sources and stuff. But I guess that remains to be seen. KC2WI, better just see if there's anyone else out here for the Black River Valley Service Net. Please call now. Any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? This is KC2WI. Well, I don't hear anything. I'm reading about, I don't know what was the first thing I read. I sat here at the table having dinner, and I don't have a TV back here, and even if I did, I don't have a cable or an antenna, so I couldn't watch it. I can watch the computer and watch Netflix, which I have a subscription to. But, you know, I try to do something useful, learn something, and so I pick something and Google it or something that I just read or, you know, something and start looking. So I'm going to embark on a project to set up Linux and a web, Apache web server and all that good stuff. So I just said Google something about secure, you know, Apache or something. So then I got to an article that says setting up Apache web server or some web page. And it did something about binary files or source files. I'm like, okay, I think I understand that, but I'll do a search there. And, yeah, so it's what I thought, which is a source file is a source code, is a high-level, you know, human-readable program code, and the binary is the compiled code that the, you know, the, for whatever system you're on. And then something about, and that said something about transferring binaries or something. And encoding in base 64, this or that. So it's interesting how this stuff leads you on. And it's interesting. And I'm on the Wikipedia page. It says, dear readers, we'll get right to it. We want money. Give us, if everybody gave $3 now, our fundraiser would be done in an hour. And then it says, we believe everyone should have access to free knowledge. It's not free because somebody has to pay for it, which is, you know, the whole thing. I guess, you know, the liberals, you know, health care should be free, but it's not free because the doctors aren't going to work for free and the power company's not going to give the hospital the power for free and all that. It's really interesting what some people's concept of free is. I guess it's, you know, getting money from somebody else. KC2WI.
Yeah, WATU, let's see if I... Yeah, got it. Well, a couple of comments. Let's see. No particular order. I had to call someone today, Pete. Anyone else is listening, Kathy and I, you know, we support one of the public service stations, and we sent out a little help you along kind of thing, which I thought, you know, I had no problem doing. Kathy really likes watching Channel 24 and stuff. But what I got today, we got a letter in the mail saying, did you receive our request for support? So, of course, that sort of got me frosted. So I picked up the telephone and I said, I don't know who's in charge of your membership, but you might want to get someone to straighten out your database or whatever. I said, we didn't contribute a lot, but if we had sent you a check for $500 or whatever and you sent us back a request, you know, I might not be really happy about that. So that was something today. So I can relate to the a lot of stuff free over there, but we appreciated their efforts. Just to know, Bob, WB2BJW, he used to say Bob Jackson working. He's doing well, and Linda, KC2CZ, Charlie Zulu Hotel, she's doing well. I think they're going back to Florida. They kind of spent time in North Syracuse, then they go down to Florida. They've actually got like a motorhome or something set up down there. I think they're going to be around almost till the Christmas holidays, but they're slowing down like everyone else is, you know. But they're doing well. And the new ICOM radio, there is a true representation of cash and carry. Get his ID in there, because whatever the price is, that radio, unlike a lot of other ones, from what I understand, does not have to be connected with an umbilical cord constantly to. I was thinking of that, but it would have been really hard for Kathy to operate because of the button layout in the front, so I stayed away from that. But I just thought that was kind of neat to have everything. You know, I talk about it, go about everything in one box. You can pick it up and you just go with it. But this new the new unit, what I typically do is I'll wait a little while to see what happens. I've never been the first one on the block to have something. Let someone else be part of the beta testing group. But anyways, that promises to be an extraordinary unit. Now, because of its capability, but with its flexibility, and I want to say portability, so that'd be interesting. So. All right, Pete. I had some other comments too about what is really free. I used to get a kick out of that when you know, people have to use. It's a volunteer ambulance corps, and then you get a bill for whatever. That's another whole topic. I'm gonna get out of here and see what Kathy's up to. But I always enjoyed the chat and appreciate you picking up the net. KC2WIWATU.
Yeah, okay, John. Well, I don't know if you ever talked to Bob. If you do, tell him I said hi. I'm pretty sure he'll remember me. I didn't know if he was still around Syracuse or what. I think I've come across some maybe on Facebook. I've seen the name, but I don't, you know, is it the same Bob Jackson? I don't know. You know, that's obviously not a unique name. But, in any case, yeah. Well, you know, nothing's really free. But I don't know. The concept of it is, you know, I guess I'm, you know, you could tell I'm not a socialist liberal. I'm not a radical conservative either, I guess, but. Every everything's finite. You know, it's like the real liberals are saying, the Republicans, you want to have death panel. Well, the thing is, you know, medical care is a finite resource. And the reason it's so expensive is that, you know, the cost goes up exponentially as the nature of the problems get more complicated, and particular as you get real old. I mean, that's just a fact, right? Anyway, let's not get into that. But, you know, I mean, it's sort of like logic, and some people just avoid logic, you know. Anyway, if you keep getting requests for, you know, donations from the place you already donated to, that's not a good thing. But I agree. I give the North Country Public Radio some money, and not a ton, but, you know, I mean, obviously it isn't free, and if you listen to the thing and you give them a few bucks a text, you listen 10 cents a day to listen to it or something, I think that's pretty reasonable or something. You know, like they say, it works if you figure out what your donation is, pennies per day. That's pretty reasonable. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, and this is KC2WI, and just in case there's anyone else like to join the Black River Valley Service Net before we close, call now.
N2PFM with a further comment.
KC2MU, another one for the count.
Okay, N2PFM with a comment, KC2... KC2NBU with the check-in for the count, and you want to say anything else here, Ray? Go ahead.
No, we were distracted watching The Voice, and so I thought I missed the net, but I can hear you guys still on, so one more for the count.
We're just chatting here, kind of about a bunch of stuff, politics and radios and old times in Syracuse. And, okay, 7-3, Ray, we'll talk to you later, and N2PFM, go ahead.
Yes, well, that's all good thing when people get older. Well, my mom, for the 6 months that they had older in the hospital before they could get the nursing home Medicaid, so that's another story of a big expense and all coming out of the taxpayers. And just that 6 months of holding her in the hospital, I got a bill for $81,000,
But you know, some of the cost is not real cost. It's real cost they gotta pay, but it's only cost because they're paying, well, they're paying five people now to process all the paperwork, which is not really getting any real work accomplished, or they're paying, you know, the insurance company a ton of money for malpractice or whatever. So that's, you know, part of the issue. And my dad, a month or so ago, he's got what they call this. It's like a, can't remember. I don't know. Every once in a while he gets a problem when he hadn't had it for years, but he really was kind of bad. And normally, you know, he just knows what it is, but he said, I just don't feel right. My fingers are tingling down a bit. Maybe I should go to the emergency room. So the ambulance, local ambulance, took him down. You know, it's like an hour drive from Lake Pleasant down to Gloversville. And he ended up staying overnight. And he said the bill for that, of course he's got insurance and all, but was something like $5,700, I don't know, overnight. And they didn't really do anything. They just took him in, checked his blood, you know, pressure, things like that. There's something wrong with that picture there, you know, really. Yeah, they got expensive machines and so on and so forth. But like you said, there's four people at the desk doing nothing but shuffling paperwork all the time because of all the paperwork regulations. Oh, well. You know. Okay, enough of that. This is KC2WI, once again, last call for the Black River Valley Service Net.
WA to your comment. ahead.
Well, like George mentioned, insurance, and even if you have good insurance, I find that a lot of times you go to a doctor's office, and, you know, there was a time back when you could go in, you could have a whole battery of things, you could do blood tests, EKG, the whole thing, and you'd get a, you know, a deductible or whatever. But recently when you go, I get a kick out of it. You go in there and, you know, you go to the desk and maybe you shake hands with someone. By the time you're done, there's like, you've been at the office, but there's like three or four deductibles because everybody along the process is getting their share. It's just absolutely amazing. So, oh well, all feeding the medical furnace, I guess. All right, Pete, we'll chat with you later. Have a good evening. Oh, 25 degrees. 25 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. We remain to be the coldest. We're the Siberia of the group here. WATU back to net 7-3-2-0.
Yeah, it's the same here, still 28. Back when we first moved to Lake Pleasant and you know, before that, when I was a kid, I went to the doctor's. It was Dr. Brown's, and we went to her house, you know, her office. She actually came to the house, not a lot, but I know it happened, when we were kids. And then up in Lake Pleasant, we had, there was two doctors. There's no doctors now. There's a health center, you know, but there's no doctors. But back then, there was two doctors, Dr. Cooley and Dr. Vick. And, you know, if what had happened, you know, there a month ago, you know, you'd probably call Doc Cooley and either drive over there, or he'd come over, or maybe the ambulance might take you, I don't know, but... And he'd probably put on his stethoscope and, you know, check your blood pressure, and he'd say, I think you're okay. You know, and you'd pay him $50 or something. And that's basically all that was needed, you know. But, you know, now you could never do that because, and there would be no insurance because it wouldn't have been needed because it was, you know, a $50 visit. And stuff like that. It's just insane. It's really unfortunate. Yeah, you got a lot more high-tech stuff.
Okay, presented IDs down and wiped out one, but I think it was you, Pete, KC2WI, and then N5AOW, Bob, KC2NBU, Rick. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. I'll make one more sign. Yeah, actually, isn't that all run away? I'm only going to be here for a couple more minutes. Yeah, if you want to continue. Anyways, make one more try here after the tail drops. Any additional stations wishing to check in?
Entropy FM, third attempt. If not, I'll just forget it. Entropy FM quit.
Okay, into PFM, yeah, that's the first time I heard you. Yeah, remember I keep bringing up, I bring up the Rochester repeater because they took the PL off. And I think occasionally when you key up, you bring it up too. It doesn't take an awful lot, it's a very strong repeater. You know, it's gotten to be a nuisance here. But I got you that time, George, thanks. And the other stations, with or without traffic again after the tail drops. Thank you all for taking in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. I'm sorry to kind of disrupt things, huh? I wish everyone 73. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. K-A-2-0-Z.